God the Father hath chosen us in Him. Like a potter chooses clay. And what does he choose that clay for? Well, if he had a lot of sand, he couldn't use it. That sand wouldn't yield to his judge. And if he had coal, that wouldn't yield to his judge. It's got to be pliable clay without shape, without will, without desire, so that the potter can put his will into it, his desire. He can work out his own plan the way he wants to. Did you ever see a potter make a vessel? I was in the rookery in Cincinnati and saw them do it. It was a marvelous sermon to me, how he took that clay and how he kneaded it. And he worked it and worked it and worked it until every bit of impurity was out of it. It was just as pliable as you could imagine, you know. And then he began to take that lump of clay and he put it on a wheel spinning around, and then he took his fingers. I still see him do it. He put his thumbs into the center, and that thing was spinning around. And the first thing you know, he had made a beautiful vase. Maya thought, what a masterpiece! A vase beautiful enough to adorn anybody's house. But when he was through, he took a great big knife and slashed it in two. And then he discovered that the sides were not even. Oh, it satisfied the clay. That clay was satisfied, but the potter wasn't satisfied. So he took that vase and cut it in two, and then he began to knead it again and knead it again, and then he shaped it again. I don't know how many times he did that, but finally he was satisfied with its proportions, and now there was a beautiful, symmetrical vase. And then he said, now that wasn't finished. Now that vase was not only put in the fire, but it was masoned into an oven. They had no door to it. It was put in the oven, and then bricks were cemented right around it. And there that poor vase was lost in the fire. Couldn't think of getting out. It had to stay in that furnace. And it stayed there. That was the funny part of it. It didn't kick. It didn't say, ouch. It had to stay there 38 hours until that exterior was beautifully glazed. And then the ornaments were put on it. We like to put the ornaments on the raw stuff. We like the cake. Oh boy, ain't you through yet, Lord? My, what a potter you are. You need me too much. That fire's too hot. But I have chosen you and ordained you before the foundation of the world. How is this potter ever going to get a vessel unto honor so that the principalities and powers in the heavenly places will be astonished at the riches of the wisdom and the goodness and mercy of God? That's what he's chosen us for.